For your book, I know that you spoke to a lot of young people about growing up in areas with heavy pollution. What did they tell you? What are the sorts of things they told you?
You know, in our town, it causes a lot of distress and mental health problems because we've been encased in smoke sometimes for 8 to 10 weeks at a time. In 2021, there were two huge wildfires nearby. And as the weeks wore on, you know, it's very hard on everyone's mental health. But a lot of kids, I think, adolescents I'm talking about primarily, feel kind of betrayed that nothing has been done about this problem to help ensure a better future for them.
EPA Director Lee Zeldin, when he announced this proposal, said that the finding twisted the law, ignored precedent, and warped science to achieve their preferred ends. What do you say to that?
I think that's exactly the opposite of the truth. I mean, I think that the statement they released by the five scientists are kind of known for being contrarians on this topic, that if they reverse it, it is disregarding the science, jeopardizing public health, and is a direct contradiction to their mandate to protect public health under the Clean Air Act.
Doctor, you practice in Reno, Nevada, which is, by some accounts, the fastest warming city in the United States.